WAPE News Time is 7:33.
Yeah, Jay, I tell you what you got to do. Now, I know you're out at the Alhambra and all, but no Jacksonville State is complete without Happy Jacks.
What's that?
Happy Jacks.
What is that?
That's where the fun people meet. Happy Jacks. Happy Jacks. Wherever.
Well, you go there and you meet women and stuff?
You meet women. You drink booze.
You know, I'm still single.
Really? After all these years?
Are you still single?
Yeah.
Well, then we could go there together.
Yeah.
What's the big night there?
The big night, well...
They have topless dancers?
No. Oh, come on.
Mud
come
wrestling.
On. No, none
oh,
of
wait
that.
Wait a minute. Well, they don't have the male, the nudes or anything.
No, they have, like, for example, they have different things every night. Last night was ladies' night. Tonight is nuts and bolts night.
Wait, now you see, I just asked you that, didn't I?
What's that?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Tonight is nuts and bolts night at the Happy Jacks over on Normandy. What you do is all the guys, when you walk in the door, they give you a bolt, and all the high steppers get a nut. And what you do is you walk around from person to person trying to match them up. And if you find
Wait a minute. Run that back one more time.
Well, all the guys get a bolt, all the ladies get a nut, and then you try to match them up. There's only a couple
so
that
you
match.
You put your nut into some lady's bolt.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And what happens is there's prizes for the winner.
I want to tell you, my career is going right up, right to the sky with this one.
It'll be fun.
Tell you what we'll do. We'll get some nuts and bolts later. We'll practice this.
Okay.
Because I want to be sharp when I get there.
Good. And be careful. They don't try to rig it. Last time, Tony Romano gave me a washer. Happy Jackson is one near you.
This is Sandy, fourth side of Aqua East Surf Shop Atlantic Beach. Current waves off the Jacksonville beaches are about 2 to 3 feet, semi-choppy with fair form.
WAPE is forecasting generally fair skies through tomorrow. Daytime highs will be around 88 with a low tonight of 65. Presently under clear skies at 60 degrees. This is Carol Hesse, WAPE News.
And now skyward we go for Robbie Rose.
And we're on the west side now. No trains at Edgewood or McDuff and Beaver. All the expressway systems still doing fairly good. Even I-10 steady all the way in, so from the west side, I-10 is the best way. Matthews Bridge already backed up past University now. The Hart Bridge is the better way. Good. I just left the air. Main Acosta doing good. Over on the Fulham Warren Bridge, still back up as you go southbound from the toll facility back around the span. The outhouse, our sponsor, located in Orange Park on Highway 17, right in the Park Central Plaza Shopping Centers. Got some specials for Father's Day, and this will be over Father's Day, so if you want to make some money or save some money, check out this Shimano Bantam 100 for $49.95 if you're a fisherman. You know that's a good deal. They've also got a Zepco Cardinal 4 for only $29.95. That's a Shimano Bantam $49.95 and a Zepco Cardinal for only $29.95. Check it out, the outhouse, Highway 17 in the Park Central Plaza Shopping Center. Grease, we'll be back.
Yeah, 10-4, Robbie. Appreciate it, buddy. All right, let's pick up the telephone, see who we got here. A lot of people talking. We're doing a show live with Jay Thomas from Mork and Mindy, now appearing at the Alhambra Dinner Theater, and all his old friends from his days as the morning disc jockey, the Big Ape, are calling in. Hello.
Hey,
how you doing, Chuck? See, you're on the air with Jay Thomas, buddy.
Hey, what's going on? How's it feel to leave the land of the hot rods and queers and be back in the land of the real men and the beers?
Oh, where men are men and so are the women.
Oh, God. Hey, I'm going to catch your play out there at the Alhambra.
Well, that is fantastic. Now, when you say you're going to go to the play, this puts me in a difficult position.
Uh-oh.
Because I want your money, and now I have these free tickets here, and I don't know what to do. I tell you what, I'll give you 2 free tickets if you bring 2 paying customers.
Hey, I'll bring 2 paying customers.
All right, well, that's it. What is your name?
Mike Chauncey.
Mike Chauncey.
Mike Chauncey. Now, and you, what does Abba de Gaga mean?
That's the sound of sexual arousal.
Get out of here. I've never heard that. I've been in every cheap motel in America, and I never heard Abba de Gaga. Where did you first hear that?
I don't know. It came out of my mouth one day when I was with a woman of questionable repute. We were involved in a questionable lockage of arms and legs, when suddenly the only thing I could say was, "Oh, de Gaga!" Hang on a second, Chauncey. Hello, you're on the air with Jay Thomas.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello, I'm still here.
Which one of us is playing Jay Thomas this morning? Go ahead.
Which is the Grease Man?
This is the Grease Man and Jay Thomas together on the same phone line.
I can't believe it.
Oh,
I've been in Jacksonville 2 years, and I've been trying to call the Grease Man.
Oh, hey, Jay, step aside, buddy. Well, Donald, what can I do for you?
Oh, I don't know. Nothing.
I just think
you're really funny.
Well, thank you. You're very kind.
Now, listen, I can't do anything for you.
Huh?
I can give you 2 tickets to see this fabulous new Hollywood actor.
Jay. Oh, I really appreciate that.
Now, you see that, Grease Man? I'm certainly turning the tide on this conversation. You know, when you got free gifts, it's somehow better than just a big voice. What is your name, sweetheart?
My name?
Yeah.
Okay, it's Della Faye.
All right, Della. Sounded like a hot number there, buddy.
Well, all the girls that get free tickets, if you have your own teeth, come backstage at the Alhambra.
Oh,
like
yeah. That's good. That's the James Last Band. And the seduction love theme from American Gigolo, the most torrid, burning scene in the movie.
Now, you know, I have to do something here that I...
What's that? Jay Thomas on the Big Ape,
now,
live.
Let's say you and I were traveling in a play together,
Yeah.
And no one knew who you were.
Uh-huh.
You see. Well, I'm traveling with some people who are in this play. No one knows who they are.
Oh, I mean young budding actors yet to make their big name.
Yeah, yet to make their big name. And they're sitting in a motel room. They're all, see, they stay in there. It's three of them in a room together with a single bed. I get like a suite. See what
Whoa.
I mean? I know. Pat Julian, Casey Craig, and Gail Oscar. Now, I'll tell you the story here. You know, Pat Julian is a little...
A little on the old...
You know, he could go either way, depending on where the moon is. And the two girls, Casey Craig and Gail Oscar, are very single, and they're very lonely. We've been in these deep, intense rehearsals.
I've always wondered about that. When I go to the Alhambra, I see these actresses. Are they really lonely?
Very lonely. And, you know, most, especially at the Alhambra, they do a lot of musicals. You know, most of those guys that do musicals are not exactly...
Yeah.
You know, the
John
guys
Wayne,
that get a shovel. Right. They're not exactly that type. So perhaps you could come over, and it depends on what kind of date Pat's having. Now, if
really?
Pat is on the masculine side of the afternoon, well, you could be out. But if he happens to go the other way, you don't want to go around him. But the two girls, now, the two girls you could...
Are they ready?
They are absolutely ready.
Are they prime?
Intense rehearsal. Of course, being the star, you know what I'm saying? I don't like to deal with...
You telling me you done...
I don't deal with them. Don't deal with them at all. I only deal with starlets who make as much money as I make.
I see. Well, hell, money doesn't matter to me when it comes to...
So you can come backstage, and I'll introduce you to the two ladies, and that's
it. Oh, God, yes.
Have you gotten married or anything?
No. I'm completely footloose and fancy-free.
Well, tell me, so what is the state of marriage? Is it going to come back, or what's the deal here? You've been around a long time. How old are you now?
Well, I'd rather not say. I'm young
sorry.
Of spirit.
Go ahead.
Marriage is good for some people. It ain't good for me, you know?
How old was your first chin?
My first chin?
You're like a tree. You cut it open, you count the chins.
Please.
No, how old are you? I'm sorry. Stop that. Don't act stupid. All right. Now, wait a minute. I'm going to let you audition in just a few minutes.
Hoyle, he's making fun of me, buddy.
Well, I tell you what, buddy. Now, how you doing, Mr. Thomas?
How are you?
It's Hoyle Dempsey, my ex-brother-in-law. Hoyle.
He ought to remember. I used to work at the Jiffy Mart when he was here a long time
ago. That's exactly right. Right down there by the bridge.
And I got a question to ask now. Right after you was hired, Jay Thomas come in there with your third wife.
He what?
Yep,
oh,
he
no.
He
what?
The heck? Come on now.
Wait a
come
minute.
Come on, Jay.
Oh, my God.
And she called earlier, the one with the pimple.
Oh, my God.
On the right cheek? I don't know how I knew that now.
E2 Dempsey.
There are times that say to you.
Sun Spas by Schaefer. It's 15 minutes before 8 here at the Big Ape. Hey, when someone tells you that there's no answer to the energy problem, just look them in the eye and say, Pook. Pook Moped, that is. Pedal Pushers has them at Pedal Pushers. 90 days is as good as cash. So get a Pook Moped today and beat the energy crunch. Pedal Pushers with Lone Star, Rojero, and Arlington Roads meet is 14 minutes before 8 with the Greaseman on the air with Hoyle Dempsey and Jay Thomas from Mork and Mitty now appearing at the Alhambra Dinner Theater doing a bang-up version of Chapter 2.
Have you met my manservant, Frank Pace?
Hey, Frank, buddy, good to meet you.
My manservant, Frank Pace, is here.
Good.
And now we were going to do a scene, and we auditioned a few ladies on the phone, but for some reason, Hoyle, as you walked in, there was an aura about you. I felt you could handle almost...
Now, wait a minute, Jay. Wait a minute. I'm a man here, buddy.
Now, I know. Let me tell you this.
Come
one,
on.
Now, there's a method to this. If you could just think female for just a moment, pretend you're...
Might this break me into show business?
It might break you into show business.
It's called improvisation.
That's exactly what it's called. So you're going to play a young lady in this who has been making love to the Grease Man. Today, the Grease Man.
Making love to him?
That's right. The Grease Man will be played today by that famous character actor, Doug Garatoon. Mr. Garatoon is here with us today as the Grease Man. Now, Hoyle, you'll play a young lady much like yourself.
What's her name? I got to know her name.
You have to know her. Let's call her Beatrice.
All right.
So now we've got Doug Garatoon on the couch with Beatrice. Now the fire has broken out. Can we have
just
a little screaming?
Oh, my God.
Hold on a second. You've got to use a girl's voice. You can't use the regular voice. Can't you? What's the matter?
Oh, yes, I can.
Oh, well, we didn't want her that old, but that's okay. All right, tell you what. There's a six-pack of beer right by the... what's the matter with you? There's a six-pack of beer right over... Now, listen, this is
getting
the first...
It's getting hot in here.
It's getting hot in here.
I don't know.
Hold it. Come over here.
I'll save you.
Wait a second. I haven't said what to do yet.
Oh, okay.
Don't
I'm ready.
Don't move until the star gives the word.
Okay.
Hand me my hat, Frank. Thanks. Now, my cape. Thank you. All right, now, the fire is raging. Does that sound like a fire?
That sounds good.
Why don't you do this? There's the
there
fire.
Hey,
the fire is raging. All right, now, take it away. Take it away, Beatrice.
Oh, help, fire.
All right, now, Grease Man.
I'll save you, B.
Now, you bend bend over and get the six-pack.
What?
There's a six-pack on the floor there.
Bend over and get it.
You mean you want me to bend over and get it?
I bet.
All right.
What are you?
Well, as long as I'm down here, let me bend over down here, pick up the six-pack, and let me take these hot dogs, too. Oh, I see they're Oscar Mayer. Wee!
W-A-P-E.